Old Tony, he led you to ruin, to kick against power and state. But now it has proved your undoing, for all heed a politic pate. For now you may see they look sour, the law has invincible power, and I do hope will all traitors devour. Now 'tis in vain for to babble and prate. O Armstrong, you see your condition, you find what your plotting hath done. Your pride and your haughty ambition did force you from England to run. For the old course you were taken, loyal allegiance forsaken, it doth appear such laws you were making, but now it will fill you with horror and fear. Sure, Armstrong was highly besotted to act in so horrid a thing, for treacherously you have plotted against a most sovereign king. And when you heard the narration of the king's proclamation, the sea you crossed, forsaking the nation, but now all your hopes is drowned at last. For hatching and plotting of treason, O Armstrong, you entered your hand, contrary to law, right, or reason, against the great king of the land. Every wheel was in motion, they did it in point of devotion. At last, for fear, you crossed the ocean, and now a fine halter doth fall to your share. You aimed at the very foundation, our gracious good king and the heir, the strength and the stay of the nation, but now you are catched in the snare. For Armstrong, you died a traitor, Grey will be found little better when he comes here. Early or later, and Ferguson too must come in for a share. These were the blades of sedition, maintainers of Tony's old cause, that railed against lawful succession to tread down our national laws. Yea, both the prince and his power daily they sought to devour. They would have sent loyal hearts to the tower. Without all dispute, this was their intent. Those villains then in the conclusion, had they but obtained their will, the land would have been in confusion, and innocent blood for to spill. Then let us pray for the king and respect him. The heavens, I hope, will direct him with all his train. Ever protect him and send him a long and prosperous reign. But Armstrong was never so daunted, no, ne'er since he first drew his breath. Oh, then he with horror was haunted when he received sentence of death. He fain would have come to a trial, but yet there was a denial. O Armstrong, you had better be loyal than to be found to be one of the crew. But let him have what he deserved, and give to each traitor his due. Let Charles, our good king, be preserved from all the implacable crew. Let drums and trumpets sound it, hang up each treacherous roundhead, so let them swing. Thus be confounded, while we that are loyal cry, God save the king.